Welcome to the Community Podcast from your friends at the Community Paper. My name is Nick Jerkgoodyew. I'm the managing editor, and today I have one of our writers, my favorite writer for the paper. Please don't tell the other writers this. Allison Smith is here. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
Oh, I guess I shouldn't say good morning because anybody could be watching this at any time of day. So, hi, Allison.
Hi, Nick.
But we're recording this in the morning. Thank you so much for being here. There's a few stories that I wanted to talk to you about. Allison is one of our interns from the Incredible Intern Program at UCF. She's a pleasure to work with. And so really appreciate all the stuff that you're doing. But first, before we get to some of the stories that you're working on, let's talk about events.
Okay,
great. Do you drink coffee?
I do, actually.
Okay, good. So this one might be for you. These are all events that are happening on Saturday, June 27th. And we collect and curate a lot of events on our website, in the paper itself, and then in our weekly email. So if you like these events, please sign up for our email. That's the last plug, hopefully, I'll do for now. But Intro to Coffee Brewing with our friends over at Credo Coffee. They'll be hosting this over at Knowledge for Living. That's in the Paramore area from 9:30 to 11. Everybody who goes, you'd be supporting Knowledge for Living, which is a great organization that has a lending library and hosts events in the Paramore area. And then you get a free bag of coffee and you get to learn more about how coffee is roasted, how it should be brewed, and everything else. So do you have any interest in that, learning like how to, you don't want to roast the beans yourself, right?
No, but that sounds fun. I've never made my own like roasted beans and ground them myself and everything.
Yeah, so they roast them for you, but then you can grind them. You can ground them. You can turn them into grounds.
Yeah, it's really cool. Okay. I heard it tastes fresher that way.
So that is from 9:30 to 11. If you have a chance to, you can go to the Audubon Center for Birds of Prey. That is also on Saturday, June 27th. They'll be doing an event called Rainbow Raptors, and that'll be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that is in honor of Pride Month. So it'll be free admission to the Bird of Prey Center. You get to see all the birds. There's going to be family-friendly events and basically just take pictures with some hawks and some eagles.
Yeah. That's actually really cool. I haven't been there yet, but Birds of Prey.
Favorite bird? Do you have one?
I do have a favorite bird, cardinal.
Cardinal. Perfect.
Yes.
Now, do you like which one is the male one is the red one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the one. I like the brown on the female one is actually pretty cool too.
I do. Sometimes they have accents of like red. And they're really pretty.
Yeah. Last but not least, and this will segue into one of your stories, this weekend on June 27th, the Orlando Philharmonic is actually going to be doing a concert at Orlando International Airport. So that'll be over in Terminal C. They're offering free parking for it. So you get validated for up to 3 hours for this. And that's starting at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. It's a Liberty Weekend concert. And because of the 4th of July holiday falls right the next weekend, they're doing this the weekend before, which is nice. You get to go in there. The theme is celebration of America's 250th anniversary. And you get to see Terminal C, which is actually a really like the brand new terminal, super nice. And they're going to have a concert in there. So
that's
I think that'll be really good. And free parking.
Yes. That's always a plus, right?
Yeah. And you don't even have to go anywhere.
Right. You're just going into the terminal and I'm leaving.
Hang out and listen to some concerts. Yeah. So let's talk about, like I said, that's a good segue. One of the stories that you're working on for us is about some of the America 250 events and celebrations that are happening next month, July, but also into August. A couple of the events are still going on. There's some art gallery shows that are happening for a while. What are some of the more interesting events that you saw that are coming up?
Yeah. I've basically been compiling a list of events for America 250. Some have gone into like, I think September 5th through September 5th. Some of the interesting ones that I saw and the ones that are also more musical. America Together in Harmony is going to be August 2nd at Blue Bamboo Arts Center. July 4th concert at Centennial Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
That one's going to be at the gazebo that they have from 12 to 7. And there are a couple of other interesting ones on here, like celebrating 250 years of American railroads.
Oh yeah, the railroad museum, right? That's very cool. Where is that at?
Winter Garden,
Winter Garden.
101 South Boyd Street.
Perfect. So yeah, what I like about that is that it reminds you that there's these other smaller venues that you can go to also celebrate, like the Winter Park History Center. They have an incredible America 250 display that's up, exhibit that's up, and that'll be through, I think, August or maybe July. So it's short timing, but you can still go see some of these more interesting things. A lot of interactive stuff too. And we talked about the Orlando Philharmonic earlier. They'll be doing the concert at the airport. They're also doing two concerts left this summer called Summer Serenades. So on the 15th of July, they'll be hosting one called Jazz Across America. And then in August, Summer Serenades, Star Stripes and Rimma. And if I remember correctly, Rimma is one of the musicians over there. She plays violin.
Wow.
All right. Well, I am looking forward to seeing more events that are going on, and we'll include that in the July issue. We'll include that online so people can see how to celebrate. Let's talk about another event that you covered recently, and you'll be writing a story on for their October event is Milk Mart. What did you
Yes.
think of that? Was that your first time going to a market that big?
Yes, first time I've gone to a market that big. It was really cool to see all the vendors. There was a lot of creativity there.
Yeah. And that was for their 10th anniversary. So I can't believe they've been
What?
doing that for 10 years.
10 years.
Incredibly successful event over in the Milk District and a lot of fun. Did you buy anything? Did you buy anything for me?
I didn't get anything for you specifically. I know I really should have. But it was very well organized. It really like flowed. You were able to like just walk in and walk out and know where you were, which is a lot harder to organize for an event that big, like a market that big. And then I did get these little I can't remember the name, but they are Japanese, and they're these like it's almost like a ball omelet where there's like squid on the inside and it's egg.
Oh yeah.
Really good. It was
Yeah,
really good.
nice. Perfect. All right, another story that came up, and this came in an interesting way. So Blue Wave Divers just opened in College Park. I mentioned that in one of our editorial meetings. You mentioned that you have been diving since you were a kid. And so you went and covered them. But what was fun about it is, and I can't remember the owner's name, but his mom reached out and
Really?
said, "Hey, my son is opening a store in College Park. Can you write a story about him?" And we said, "We can't refuse moms.
No,
So if you want us to cover you, have your mom reach out." No, I'm just kidding. Please don't do that. But call your mom. Definitely call your mom.
that's oh man, they were great. So I remember that I went in, and the first thing he showed me was the dive pool that he had back there. He was really proud of getting that specific place. A lot of dive shops were trying to go there because of that training pool. And the story about how he came to Orlando was also really interesting. I remember he said he got his diving license and his training license, and he was a diver in Key Largo, and he and in the Florida Keys he was a dive instructor on different charters of boats. And then he went to Hawaii for a little while and did the same thing, but after COVID happened, he came back to Florida, to the Florida Keys, and was a dive instructor for a little longer. And he met his wife on a diving boat, and he was her dive instructor. And they got married and came to Orlando and opened this shop.
Nice. And their names are Chad and Jessica. I just looked it
Chad and
up.
Jessica.
Yes, because I am terrible with names. All right. So that's that one. And last but not least, this was an interesting one. So you and your fellow intern, Josh, went out to Second Harvest Food Bank and Mercy Kitchen to cover a story that's really important for the summer, because of school being out. Some students don't have access to the free meals they usually have. And so you got to see a little bit of what Second Harvest does to alleviate some of the burden of that over the summer.
So school-aged kids, when they come from a struggling, financially struggling family, often rely on school lunches to help feed them. And during the summer, they have that deficit. Second Harvest and Mercy Kitchen summer food program specifically goes to areas where students during the summer might not have access to the same aid that they would have had during the year, because it creates a pretty sizable deficit depending on the size of the family.
What you saw there and what you and Josh took pictures of was a very efficient assembly line, packing foods, packing meals. Something else that Second Harvest always needs that people can look up, whether it's over the summer or near the holidays. I think we all think of needy families when it comes to hunger around the holidays, but summer is a big time too. So they need volunteers. So you could go to the Second Harvest Food Bank website and learn more about those opportunities there.
The volunteers that we saw were working very efficiently, and the food that we saw also looked like fresh mango and ham sandwiches and good stuff.
Yeah. Great. All right, Allison. Well, thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate it. You can learn more about Allison and follow along with her journalism journey. I'm coining that. That's trademark Nick at allisons.notebook. And that's on Instagram. If you want, you can also follow us at Community Paper Orlando. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends. And please don't tell any of the other interns that Allison's my favorite.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Allison.